Page 33. Chapter 7. We then moved to our house beside the lake. At night, I often took the boat and passed many hours on the water. I felt like throwing myself into the silent lake so that the water would close over my miseries forever. But I stopped myself by thinking of Elizabeth, whom I loved so sweetly and who suffered so much. Every day, I feared the monster would do some new evil act. I had a feeling that he had not finished. I wished I could kill the creature which I had so thoughtlessly created. My desire for revenge and my hate of him filled my whole body and mind. I wanted to take revenge for the deaths of William and Justine. Sometimes, in such states of passion, I needed physical exercise and a change of place. So in mid-August, I went walking in the Alpine valleys near Chamonix. The weather was fine and the scenery of the Alps themselves was spectacular. I felt pleasure amongst the wonders of nature, but then my horror and despair would return. When I finally got to Chamonix, both my mind and my body were exhausted, and I slept deeply that night. The following morning, it was pouring with rain. The mountains were covered in thick cloud. But I set out to climb Montanvert. It was difficult on the narrow path, but by midday I was at the top. The wind blew the cloud away, and I went down onto the glacier and crossed it. I could now see Mont Blanc. It was a spectacular view, the river of ice surrounded by icy peaks. As I looked, I suddenly saw a large man coming towards me at superhuman speed. I realized that it was the monster I had created. I was filled with anger and horror and decided to fight him to the death.
"Devil!" I shouted. "Do you dare to come near me? Aren't you afraid that I will take my revenge?"
"I expected this," he said. "People hate all ugly things, and I am uglier than them all. But you, my creator, you want to kill me? How dare you play with life like this? Do your duty towards me, and I will do my duty towards you and all mankind. If you agree, I will leave you and them in peace. If not, then I will kill and destroy all your remaining friends."
"Monster! Devil!" I screamed. "You blame me for your creation. Well, come here and let me end the life which I so thoughtlessly gave you."
I jumped at him, but he easily moved out of the way and said, "Please listen to me. I have suffered enough. I am your creature, and I will be gentle with you if you will give me what you owe me. Oh, Frankenstein, don't be kind to everyone else and unkind to me alone. I see happiness everywhere which I cannot have. I was kind and good. Misery made me into a monster. Make me happy, and I'll be good."
"Go away!" I shouted. "I will not listen to you. We are enemies. Go away, or let us fight until one of us dies."
"I really was good, but I am alone," he said. "If you hate me, then what can I expect from others? The world hates me, so why should I not hate everyone? But you can change this. Come to the barn where I have made my shelter, and listen to my story before you judge me finally. It is in your power to save me. You can decide whether I lead a good life, or whether I become a devil for your fellow beings and the cause of your own destruction. Listen to me, Frankenstein."
Partly because I was curious, and partly because I felt sorry for the monster, I followed him across the ice. Soon we were seated by the fire near his shelter, and he began his tale.